you ever heard of digital currencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and buzzwords like blockchain, cryptocurrencies, and mining? Don't know what it all means or how to get started? Well, at Let's Talk Crypto, we break it all down and eat.
All right, welcome back, listener. We're going with a little bit of a different format here coming up to Christmas. This is a very special series we're going to call the 12 Coins of Christmas.
For the 12 Coins of Christmas, Barry said to me, which coins to buy?
Welcome back to the Let's Talk Crypto podcast for episode 3 of our 6-part series on the 12 Coins of Christmas. Tom Galeski here, running solo today on the podcast, so let's get into it. Before I get started, as per the previous episodes, I'm not a financial advisor. Take all the information as my opinion only and do your own research. If you invest, only invest what you are prepared to lose. So today I will be talking about OMG. OMG is the coin behind the company Omise. Now, apologies for the pronunciation, but it's spelled O-M-I-S-E, pronounced Omise. Now, Omise is a company that was established in 2013 with the founder of Jun Hasegawa. They have already established company and businesses. They have over 100 employees. They have an office in Thailand, Japan, Singapore, and Indonesia. So currently, they offer an online payment solution for merchants all across Southeast Asia. So they integrate with things like WooCommerce, Magento, and other payment solutions in the online world. So they're already an established business. Like EOS, technology hasn't even developed yet. It's an ICO that was launched on the Ethereum platform, with the blockchain being released early next year. So Omise Go token, or the OMG, is the cryptocurrency of the company Omise. So at the time of recording, they're in position 21 on CoinMarketCap. The token code is OMG, and they have a market cap of $1.8 billion. So that's a pretty decent market cap. And to find themselves just outside the top 20, they have been in the top 20, but with this altcoin market over this last few weeks, positions are literally changing every hour or so. They have a circulation of total 140 million coins, with a current circulation of 102 million. They've just completed their ICO, and they don't currently have a blockchain, but when it goes live, the Ethereum tokens, which is what OMG is at the moment, will get transferred across to the OMG tokens. That should be early 2018 at this stage. Similar to EOS that we talked about yesterday, but has a lot more people involved and better support to integrate the technology. So what it does, it's trying to be a payment solution provider for people that don't have access to banking. They can transfer money from any currency to any other currency, and it's a platform that will work independent of any other network. So you don't actually need things like Poloniex or Bittrex to exchange normal fiat currency for cryptocurrency and vice versa. It uses smart contract technology that you can transfer currency from person to person via this decentralized network. So there's no need for Western Union style transfers anymore. So look out for that one. It will work with existing fiat currency, but the system will match the buyer and the seller. So there's no need for a central exchange. OMG will be offering that escrow service utilizing the Ethereum smart contracts model, which is where the blockchain fits in. It has enough transparency to verify transactions, but all the privacy for the people using the platform. Now, the team behind OMG is phenomenal. There's some famous names in this. So some of the advisors include Vitalik Buterin, which is the founder of Ethereum. You've got Julian Zawistowski, Golem creator, and this is a decentralized, or they're trying to build a decentralized world supercomputer. And Joseph Poon, who's the co-author of the Lightning Network White Paper Protocol. So we've got some big hitters in this group already. So they're trying to position themselves with the right advisors to make sure that this business model is a success. They have investors already, including SBI Investments, SMBC, Ascend Capital, SMDV, Golden Gate Ventures, East Ventures, 500 Startups. So they're already pretty well established because they have an existing business. This is simply a token over the top of an established company. On Twitter, they have 127,000 followers. The founder himself, Jun, has 22,000 followers, and Facebook's at around 11,000. So again, they've got a decent amount of followers already. Now, if we have a look at the addressable market, if we're looking at the Southeast Asia market, 75% of the people are unbanked. That means they don't have a bank account, either they're unqualified or they're simply too scared to apply for financial services, so they prefer to use cash. Where in the same group of people, 65% of them have mobile phones. So this technology is aiming to allow a payment solution on mobile devices. It allows for cash in and cash out with no bank account. Let me say that again. Cash in or cash out with no bank account. Now, if you just look at the Indonesian population of about 230 million, there's a huge market just in that one sector alone. Now, if we look at the roadmap for this company, it looks promising. Very soon, they're going to be releasing the platform or the SDK for developers. That would suggest that more people can build out on the platform, and this is where things get serious. So the way I look at it, it's like the App Store. Whether it's the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, the creativity that exists out in the world is amazing. So OMG, you'll have potentially a great platform for real-life merchant solutions in the hands of developers and creative people. And so that's where I see these types of solutions, in this case, the coin. But the company behind the coin is that they've got a market, they've got a product, they've got a demand for it, then why not? So the OMG token is available on quite a few of the major exchanges, including Bittrex, Poloniex, Bitfinex, and Binance, and also many other Korean exchanges. And they're already supporting wallets like Exodus, MyEther Wallet, and the hardware wallets like Ledger Nano and Trezor. So once again, it's easy to get your hands on some of the currency. And number two, it's great that you can store on some very well-supported wallets out there. So as a quick summary, OMIZE Go, or OMG, already have an established company with 100 employees. They have offices set up in all these developing countries. They have lots of experience with the payment platforms. They have an all-star board of directors, in my opinion. And it's the first ICO to get an evaluation of over $1 billion on its release. So look, it is a big goal when you consider the market that they're playing in. But in the fact that the business has established and they have a development team, they're already across the existing regulations that exist in the different countries. So the decentralized exchange puts all the currencies into the same mixing pot. So they become borderless and non-currency specific. Now, they recently announced a partnership with McDonald's in Thailand. You could pay with OMG app to purchase food and you don't need to use the token, which means you could use the Thai baht or the Indonesian rupee to complete that transaction. So if they can be the first to market in this developing world where 3/4 of the people don't have bank accounts, but 2/3 have mobile phones, you can speculate from there. Remember, this is all speculation, but the roadmap looks promising and they've already ticked quite a few boxes. Now, this token is only 6 months old and already has a valuation of $1.8 billion. So put all that information to the mixing pot. There's a ton of information on their website. It reads really well. It's not all about just fantastic marketing. These guys are here to stay. They're an established business and they're basically applying a real world business and applying a crypto layer to that. So yeah, watch this space. Okay, the next coin I want to talk today about is Cardano with code ADA. Now, believe it or not, this is labeled as the Ethereum killer. There's another Ethereum killer out there, but it also carries the name of the Ethereum of Japan. So it started as an ICO in Japan, and that's where it gained its initial traction. To understand what makes this company different is to look at that company IOHK. Now, that stands for Input Output Hong Kong. The CEO of IOHK is Charles Hoskinson. Now, he was one of the original co-founders of Ethereum, so he truly understands the power of the blockchain and some of the limitations that other technologies are currently facing. So the technical team that's been put together in Cardano, very much academic and built on mathematics, and tackling the other issues that we see from the original networks, like slow speed, congestions, high fees. So Cardano is built on academics. The team is full of scientists and professors looking at solving a lot of problems that we are seeing now. It's touted as a third generation coin. It's tackling the issues with science and mathematics rather than we're seeing great marketing on these other ones. They have 20 people in the development team and a separate team of 8 that are dedicated just to the wallet. Now, further information can be found at the cardanohub.org and the code on the exchange is ADA. Now, let's have a look at some of the numbers. The market cap at time of recording is $12 billion. Total supply of 45 billion tokens and a circulation supply currently of 26 billion. And it's trading for around 49 US cents. They've had a recent run-up like most of the altcoins. Again, looking at the value of the coin, they're sitting in 7th position on CoinMarketCap. So once again, these guys are in the top 10. They've got an established business behind them and now they're taking that technology to the crypto world. Another description I found of ADA is a combination of the store of value of the Bitcoin, the speed of Litecoin, and the tech or the smart contracts of Ethereum. So if you take all these three together and give them all the necessary upgrades, this gets classed as a Generation 3 coin. So it's solving the problems of the previous generations. The CEO is very particular in implementing the code is law, which is Charles Hoskin's approach. After the Ethereum DAO hack that happened a little while ago, they ended up finding it was theft. Now, the core developers were able to turn back time and restore everybody's funds. Now, while that's really cool that everybody got their money back, it works against the decentralization nature of crypto. So in Charles' world, no one person or a team should have control at that level. If you think about it, if the cash in your pocket was robbed, you can't just cancel the cash, so no one person or team should be in control at any one time. The plan for the platform is a technology to control the governance model and not the team behind the coin. It does have its own programming language, which could be a good thing or a bad thing. Now, the bad thing is you have to learn a new programming language, but the good thing is it allows the code is law to be enforced while still giving the freedom for developers. From my point of view, it's like the framework to that of Apple. So not the language that Apple or programs are coded in, but rather the framework so the rules of the code can be applied. With Cardano, it's completely open source and built on a layer designed so it can help it scale. So there's three layers in it. The first one is the settlement layer, where the currency ADA lives. Then you've got the computing layer, and that's where you put the things like your smart contracts. And then you've got the application layer, which is like Ethereum, and that's where all the blockchain applications are built. So what this does, it makes it more flexible, it solves scalability issues, and the interoperability and sustainability. So this allows it to grow and expand without having to go through hard forks like we've seen with other blockchains. One of the other benefits is that it basically can work with any cryptocurrency by introducing a separate communication layer. Think about using a Windows computer versus an Apple computer, and each was limited to what websites you could visit. Now that's ridiculous. So in the crypto world, we're seeing that's what's happening, meaning that once you're on a particular blockchain, it's hard to transfer across to another one. Now, we have seen some noise about atomic swaps. Now, I won't talk about that today. So there are people working on technology for cross-chain transactions to occur. But this platform, the Cardano platform, allows developers to build on that just by adding another layer. Now, that's really cool. It just gives it so much more flexibility, and you're not forced to just deal with the one blockchain. With all the different blockchains, the ability to transact across platforms is generally difficult. Cardano hopes to solve this problem and provide a platform for developers to basically resolve that specific issue. The workload can also be split into multiple blockchains. So this takes the pressure off a single blockchain, and that will offer faster transactions and cheaper fees. So what we're seeing right now, both the Bitcoin network and the Ethereum network are getting absolutely hammered with the amount of transactions, and it's causing the fee prices to go up and up. Think about having multiple roads heading out of a city. Now, if we have more alternatives that can reduce the congestion, even though we're leaving one location and heading to the same location, we can just take a different route. Now, also one really cool thing about Cardano is they've actually got something produced. They've got a product. They actually have a functional wallet right now, whereas the other platforms haven't released anything yet like EOS. The wallet itself currently supports Bitcoin and Ethereum Classic and, of course, the ADA coin. They've also got an ADA debit card, so you can order one of these normal Visa-style debit cards and then use it to exchange for your ADA coins. And another really cool feature, like I discussed with Neo, is that you can actually stake the coin inside your wallet and earn ADA rewards. And not all coins offer you staking rewards. And moving forward, you'll be able to store the different currencies inside your crypto wallet and exchange them for different cryptos. Now, also what separates Cardano is that it is based on proof of stake rather than proof of work. With Ethereum, transactions are verified by miners in a proof-of-work method, whereas ADA is designed to be a proof-of-stake protocol, so there's no mining. The network is secured by what we call slot leaders. This means the network doesn't consume a ton of electricity, and it doesn't have any control by the miners. Similar to Dash and the governance model, the community allows people to make suggestions to the protocol, make suggestions to the network that gets voted on, and decisions are crowdsourced in that manner. So it's built more from a technical perspective, meaning that they want their work to be reviewed and adopted rather than churning out the marketing wheel and how awesome they are and actually not really solving any technical issues. So the goal for this company from the CEO is they want everything transparent. And if you've got some time and you're really interested in this business, have a look at their website, read the white paper, and you'll find that it's not too technical, but they go through everything They hold nothing back. They're very transparent and they want to move forward to be transparent to make sure that everybody's on the same page. Now, ADA itself, it trades on a couple of the big exchanges like Bittrex and Binance. So now that they've released their own wallet, it's easy to get your hands on some of the coins if you like, and it's also easier to store them. So that about sums it up for my quick review of Cardano. And maybe next year we may see this on some of the other exchanges out there. And again, that's the whole idea of this series, is we're going through 12 different coins that meet certain criteria to be listed on places like GDAX and then moving forward to Coinbase. So to wrap things up, if you have any further questions, please head over to schoolofcrypto.com and feel free to leave your feedback or comments. Now, in the meantime, we would love if you could subscribe and share, and it helps the show get a wider reach. If you have a chance, we'd love a review in iTunes. That'll be great. And if you're interested in more up-to-date news and events and our coin talk, come and join our private Facebook group. There are links on the show notes, or you can simply go to Facebook and search for School of Crypto. In there, we keep you up to date with the ever-changing crypto world and post events as they occur. Thanks again, everyone. I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Crypto Podcast. You can find the links, show notes, and all the latest cryptocurrency news over at schoolofcrypto.com.